Welcome, everybody, to the NBA playoff betting preview. We are looking today at the Western Conference semifinals between the Denver Nuggets and the Phoenix Suns. This is a star-studded battle that's on deck. Best out of seven. Winner goes to the Western Conference finals. And three of the most likely candidates to capture the Urban Magic Johnson Trophy, which is an award given to the Western Conference Finals MVP, hit the floor for Game 1 at a Western Conference Semifinals at Ball Arena. When that happens, reigning two-time Kia and NBA MVP Nikola Jokic will lead the Denver Nuggets against a star-studded Phoenix squad that came up just short last year, headlined by 2014 MVP Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. Almost forgot Devin Booker. I don't know why. He's probably a little bit more important to the Suns than Durant even. But both of these teams handled their business quickly in the first round, both winning in five games, both won on Tuesday night. You had Denver punch their ticket to the second round of these playoffs with a 112-109 win in Game 5 behind a 28-point triple-double from Jokic and a game-high 35 from Jamal Murray. Phoenix ousted the shorthanded Clippers just hours later in the series Game 5 as Devin Booker scored 25 points in the third quarter and finished with a postseason career high of 47 points and a 136-130 victory over the Clippers. Now, these teams faced each other four times during the year, each one two, but never were both teams at full strength. And, you know, each team won twice, but Durant wasn't yet a member of the Suns when Denver defeated them by a combined 32 points in the first two meetings this season prior to the All-Star break. When the clubs clashed again, and the last two matchups of the regular season were a span of just 7 days at the end of March, going into the start of April, Jokic was out due to a calf injury. So both players serve as catalysts for two of the three highest-rated teams left in these playoffs. So expect a bunch of buckets in this game, a lot of points scored. If you look at the scores of the first four games, I mean, you're looking at a game that is going to go well over 200 points when these two teams play most of the time. Now, this game, this series, is a huge battle in the paint. The big men own seven victories apiece in head-to-head matchups. Jokic would gladly take DeAndre Ayton's 4-0 record against the Nuggets in the postseason because the last time Jokic and Ayton met in the postseason, Phoenix swept Dallas in the 2021 Western semifinals. The two-time MVP committed a flagrant 2 foul in the second half of the decisive Game 4 that led to his ejection. Despite the losing effort, Jokic dominated Ayton throughout the series, outscoring the Suns' counterpart 100-57 and winning the rebound battle 53-42. Ayton now has more firepower to help on the perimeter in Durant, Booker, Chris Paul. But don't sleep on Denver's sharpshooters. Jamal Murray, you know, Caldwell Pope, Michael Porter Jr. Jokic is more equipped than Ayton to find open shooters for buckets. He's a better passer. So Ayton must limit Jokic's impact as a facilitator while also helping the Suns by attacking the basket and not settling for mid-range shots. Real quick, guys, I wanted to ask you to hit the like, subscribe button if you're watching on YouTube. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Grueling Truth. Which team is deeper? This is always a big deal when you get, especially the second round of a best of seven series. LA exposed Phoenix's lack of depth in Game 1 of that series. And despite losing the series, the Clippers bench ran circles around the Suns reserves in pretty much every game. After the first round, Denver's bench has the playoff second-best net rating, 4.3, while Phoenix, minus 1.1, ranks ninth in that category. The Suns' bench issues are one of the main reasons that Durant and Booker are currently number one and number two, respectively, in postseason minutes. In nearly every Suns lineup, Coach Monty Williams makes sure to have at least two of the team's starters on the court. That could lead to fatigue down the stretch of games, and especially in this series, when Phoenix has got to use maximum effort to win this series. Now, another big key is here, youth versus experience at the point. Phoenix guard Chris Paul owns a whopping 147 games of postseason experience. The 26-year-old Murray is set to play in his 39th career playoff game come Saturday. Paul surely will utilize some veteran savvy in trying to keep up with the bigger and faster Murray, who is 6'4". And he is the shortest player in Denver's starting lineup. Murray averaged a little over 25 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds per game in the first four games of the opening round as the clear-cut number two option to Jokic. Now, the Suns might try to put Paul on Caldwell Pope, but Denver's lengthy starting lineup makes practically every matchup a mismatch for Paul. Expect Durant and Booker to spend time guarding Murray in this series also. Paul's main contributions will have to come on offense as an effective fourth option and a facilitator that keeps turnovers to a minimum. Now, what's the X factor in this series? The X factor is Devin Booker. He gets the nod because of his underrated defensive play, which will be key in slowing down Murray this series. Now, while Durant will most likely be tasked with guarding Porter Jr., Booker leads the NBA in post scoring with 37.2 points per game. And in Game 5, he moved past Charles Barkley for the franchise lead in career playoff games with 30 points or more at 19. Still, we don't give Booker enough credit for his commitment to playing gritty defense on a nightly basis. After all, Booker also leads the league in playoff steals, averaging almost 3 a game right now. And the only concern for Book going into this series is the heavy workload he's carrying, having played 41 minutes or more in all 5 games in the postseason so far. And really, for the Suns to keep winning, he's going to have to do that. Now, when you pick this series, the winner of this series likely ends up in the NBA Finals, I think, especially when we consider the dogfight in the process of the other side of the back bracket with Sacramento and Golden State. Phoenix possesses all the offensive firepower between stars Durant and Booker. But Denver can lean on its depth and overall cohesiveness under Michael Malone. And he's done a great job as the head coach with the Nuggets, and he is the NBA's fourth longest tenured coach. Still, the Suns are growing every game that Durant and Booker are on the floor together. When I look at this series, I want them both to win. We haven't seen either team. I mean, the Denver Nuggets have never even been to the NBA Finals. They've only been to the Western Conference 4 times. I really like Jokic. And growing up, huge David Thompson fan, loved the old ABA Nuggets. And then as they got into the NBA, you know, Kiki Vandeweghe, Alex English, all the great Nuggets, the Phoenix Suns. I mean, to me, this is a very even series. Now, you've got a home court advantage here, which is going to come into play as it always does. I think I'm going to lean towards the Suns in 7. And I'm probably cheering for the Nuggets. My heart tells me Nuggets. My head, my brain tells me to go with the Phoenix Suns. They're the home team. They've got Booker and Durant. Durant was brought there for a reason. He's an all-time great NBA player. He's clutch. So I'm going to go with the Phoenix Suns to win this series in 7 games over the Denver Nuggets. But I think it's going to be a great series. I think there's a really good chance whoever wins this series goes to the finals. All right, guys, make sure you check out our top-rated sports book for betting on this series. That's BetMGM. BetMGM, top-notch all the way around, quick payoffs. You can't ask for any more than BetMGM. You can click on the link in the description down below in this video. And also, follow us at Grueling Truth on Twitter. Make sure you like, subscribe, hit the bell notifications for this channel. But for now, I'm Mike Goodpaster. You've been watching and listening to The Grueling Truth, where the legends speak.